There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds? Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me, once again, KevinPairNerds.com, along with my co-host,
Confused Rooster.
That's right, that was a half burp. How's it going? This is podcast 38. That's right. And it was the week after Christmas?
Yay.
Wait, why are you Confused Rooster?
I don't know. Mass Effect 2 add-ons for 75% off. Dude, today only.
Get it.
I don't have the game.
But the game is how much the game?
$20.
Dude, get it. The Xbox 360 is giving off good Boxing Week sale game. Well, not good.
That's actually pretty good.
For you. I don't like Mass Effect.
75% off?
That is like $200 per add-on. Or $200.
Holy.
200 Microsoft points per add-on is pretty good. Like yes. I said, remember how crazy I went on Fallout 3 add-on
You bought it all.
I bought it all. That's all that matters. I think you should get it, even if you don't have the game.
I can always get the game tomorrow.
Yes, you may. And it's not like you have Dead Rising 2, Splatterhouse, Call of Duty, Black Ops.
But I do.
Final Fantasy 13.
But I do.
To play.
Oh, but I do.
Pterodactyls and zombies.
But I do.
Did you get that yet?
No, not yet.
It's a buck.
But
fuck?
I do. Oh, a dollar. Oh,
jeez, I don't know. A dollar.
Add-ons or the dollar?
I don't know. If we sound lower, it's because I did some adjustments on the mics, because I've been getting a lot of emails.
Turn up the speaker.
Turn up the speaker. And I've been getting emails saying that there's too much static in the background, ambient noise. Hopefully this is better. Podcast number 38, what's on the pipeline for this week? We're going to be talking about intro new releases like we always do. No, intros for my knowledge, not for yours. News, like we always do, most disappointing games of 2010, and the most underrated game of 2010.
Yes.
We're also going to be talking about the new
Naruto game.
Naruto,
that
yeah. You're a big Naruto fan. Want some chocolate?
Kind of.
Yeah, I have it, dude.
Can I have half?
No, you can have the whole thing. Can I feed it to you?
Yes, you may.
I can tell by the way I move. That fucking Reese's piece is good, eh?
It's chocolate and peanut butter.
And peanut butter, it's fucking great. The thing is, I can eat chocolate now. I went to the dentist today.
To do what?
Flirt, you know. I went to the dentist, and I haven't been to the dentist since 2009, when I last had benefits, insurance. Now I have insurance again, because I go to U of T, so I'm all like, yeah, I got money and shit. So I went to the dentist, and I told him to gas me this time. I've never been gassed before in a dentist.
And how was it?
It was the most fucking amazing thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Are you still with us now?
A little bit, but like when they were gassing, I've been to the dentist when they have like fillings and shit. I just don't like that. Like even if your mouth is numb,
yeah,
I don't like...
Feel the. Like, you don't really feel the poke, but you know.
But they're like tugging and scraping the inside of your cavity. Oh, look at this. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. Like, you could see them. Oh, I'm going to throw up. You could see them like yanking. You could feel it yanking, but you can't feel
it.
But
you don't feel it, but you feel it.
Like, you
know.
You feel them like in your tooth and just. Oh, I'm going to pass out. So I hate it. Fuck me. Hold on. I hate that feeling, so I told him to gas me this time, because I'm covered, right? Well, 80%, but...
That's still pretty good.
It's still pretty good. I still have to pay, like, $100
for a good experience.
So, I said, gas me, and they're all, like, laughing, because it's only, like, a filling. So I said, fuck it, just gas me, and let's see what happens. So they put the gas thing on my nose, and, because I'm a baby, I'm a fucking pussy when it comes to the dent. I'll have, like, one streaming tear just
go down. I sometimes get it when they put the needle right in there, and it's like, oh, you hit the nerve.
Yeah, and it's like... Like, you do, like, a yelp, like, there's, like, a tear coming down because it hurts so much. I fucking hate anything to do with teeth. So, they gassed me. And first, the lady was like, you know, how is it?
They just farted in the tube.
Yes. Because at first, like, I smoke a lot of pot. Not now, but I used to. But I know what it's like to be high, right? So, she's like, how is it? I'm like... this is fucking nothing, right? So she's like...
Meanwhile, she wasn't even in the room. You were just talking to yourself.
They turned the knob some more, and I was like... She's like, how is it? And I'm like... I'm pretty high. Like, it got to the point where I knew I was high. And I didn't feel a goddamn thing at all. It was like... Well, first, I did feel it kind of because it was at the beginning. So
yeah.
Like, I did, like, the... Like, I started clapping my hands because I'm about to respond. And she stopped, and she's like, okay, we'll wait a little bit longer. And it got to the point where I was like, Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Well, luckily she didn't step out, or else you'd perform your own dentistry.
I was so high, and my mouth was like a dumb look the whole time. And it was just, I didn't even give a fuck. She could have punched me in the face. And as I was stoned, I was thinking, like, heroin is the answer for life. No wonder why, like, criminals and shit, like, you know, when they're like, it took him 9 shots to take him down. Because he's fucking high, he doesn't feel a thing. That's awesome.
He'll feel it tomorrow.
Everyone should get high. Because I was not angry. I didn't care about a goddamn thing. I was just thinking, at one point I did think I was going to die because my heart started racing. I was like, this is too much. This is too much gas. I can't breathe. Like, but really, nothing was happening. This is all my mind, right? I'm just like, so it's all my mind. But yeah, they filled in my they gave me two fillings and I can eat chocolate now and it doesn't hurt. Although,
delicious chocolate.
Although when I was going home, my girlfriend, oh, I bought Futurama season 5.
You sure? Fucking A.
Because we don't get it yet in Canada. It's in Comedy Central, which we don't have.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, season 5 is only in Comedy Central. That's what I was like.
How the hell did you get it?
I was like, it's already on DVD with audio commentary. I was like, fucking A, I'm going to buy it. Yeah. So I bought it. Anyways, so I was with my girlfriend. And, you know, remember the old Ninja Turtle toys that they're like, half their lips are closed and their other ones like, ah, that look? That's how I looked all day. I didn't realize that. And I kept chewing on my upper lip.
And you just have to have a bandana.
Yes. Swords. But I was chewing on my upper lip all day. So I was like, man, what are you going to go eat? Right? So, yeah, the dentist sucked. I never wanted to do that, but oh, fuck, my teeth are terrible, though. And she was like, you know, you need a root canal for my dumbass tooth that's growing sideways.
Yeah.
So you want a root canal.
Since like, fucking take it out.
I was like, well, if I have money, I don't know how much insurance I have. But fuck, that thing sucked. I hate the dentist. I go once every, like, 3 years, and it fucking sucks.
I stopped going because it's the same dentist you go to, the one at the Fremont.
Mm.
And it's like, I stopped going when I was 21, which was, like, 2 years ago, but...
You're 23?
Yeah.
There's two of them?
But the thing is, like, for some reason, I was covered under my dad's thing, no problem.
Yeah.
And then after, there was the last one, which was, like, $200 or whatever, right? And it was just a cleaning. And they're like, all right, you're going to pay cash? Debit or credit? I'm like, well, why am I paying? I'm covered by my dad. They're like, well, they stopped covering you after 19.
Shit.
Like, but I've been going to the dentist for the past, like, you know, every 6 months for the past couple of years. I was way over 19. I'm like, why all of a sudden you're stopping? They're like, because... I'm like, I'm never going to this place again. My teeth fucking hurt.
Yeah.
So I never went again.
Yeah, but I hate going to the dentist. But I'm, you know, I'm okay. I thought today, like I told you earlier, I thought you were going to do all the talking because I'd be like, period.com. But that's not the case. Also, iTunes is being a little bit of a bitch again. We had this problem last time where it updates like 3 or 4 episodes. If you type in Paranerds on iTunes, there's like 5 of them for some reason. One has like episode 1 to like 12. One has, like, episode 14 to, like, 36 and skipping a whole bunch in between. One has, like, the last 4. And this one's probably going to be on that new one.
What the hell's happening?
I have no idea because the website went down. Remember, like, it crashed. So I don't know what the fuck happened with the feed and all that. And I'm not really sure how to fix it. And I'm trying. And it's, like, stressing me out because
so
I'm...
just download them all.
But every time I try to resubmit it, iTunes is like, yeah, this has already been submitted. I'm like, so delete it. Like, why are you still there?
Can't
so
you delete it?
I'm trying. I'm fucking trying.
I'm not blaming you. Jesus. Okay, I'm sorry.
But, I mean, right now I'm trying, like, I don't know what's wrong with the podcast, but, I mean, you can still download these podcasts and put it on your iPod. You can download it on the website, or just press right-click and save. Or you can subscribe to paranerds.com, which has only last 5. I don't know what's going on, but you can still listen to the podcast and, yeah, and all that. So, I'm still working on that for now.
You'll figure it out.
It happened before, and I fixed it, so I just gotta find out what the hell's going on. And, yes, some of the pictures are still missing. I'm still working on those as well. But, you know what else was this week?
What?
Christmas time.
That was last week.
Last week, yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, you know
what
else happened
this week?
Christmas Boxing Week.
Well, we have Boxing Day. Americans have Black Friday. We have Boxing
that's
Day.
Racist.
That is racist. How was your Christmas, my dear friend?
Wasn't too bad. Got a handful of gifts.
What'd you get?
A handful of gifts.
What is it?
Got a t-shirt, some nice expensive pants, and then I got the Naruto game, and a $100 gift certificate to Eat Center.
Nice.
Not bad. Oh, and I got some flip-flops from my mama.
Flip-flops! What are you going to buy with that money?
I don't know.
I think you should get every game out there.
Sure, $10. Do you want to lend me $10?
Fuck no. Actually, I got to give you money, too. You're getting a haircut today.
I am getting a haircut today.
I got some pretty good gifts. I got the Beatles trivia board game, which apparently I don't know that much about Beatles like I thought I did. So I'm re-listening to their music. Yeah, I was like, who's the main singer in the Beatles? Paul.
Who is the main? Isn't it Paul?
No, it's all of them. They're all.
Well, but isn't Paul...
Okay, let me think of a better question.
But is Paul the main singer?
Like, who's the name? Lennon. Paul. John. Fuck! Like, it's simple questions I do know, but for some reason I can't get them. Yeah, so I got that, and I also got the Mirror Children box set, the complete fucking series
from
my girlfriend.
The World in the Little Box?
It's 32 discs, man. It's
I've never
insane.
Seen something so big.
It's so beautiful, and they're so funny as hell. I'm surprised my girlfriend bought it for me. I was like, ooh, I want it. And Brown Bear got me...
what did he get to?
Heavenly Sword
for
yes. PS3,
and
which I never
Hold
had
on.
A game.
And
Wolverine, X-Men Origins, which I do enjoy. It's a really fun,
game. Just not worth a $69, which is probably still currently going at.
Yeah, no games are worth it ever that much. But, we should probably get into new releases, eh? Shit. So here are the games coming out for the week, December 26, 2010. Wow. Nothing. Ball Busters.
Got no joke here. Hold on. Every argument I have is a ball
buster. You're busting my balls over here. Chick Chick Boom. You're busting my Chick Chick Boom over here. Metal Apocalypse. No, it's that Metal.
Oh, that TV show.
Yeah, Death Game.
It's actually kind of funny.
It is a good show. I don't have time to watch it. Rascals, which is actually a game I was looking forward to, is an Xbox arcade game. It's actually really interesting. It's out this week. And the only thing that really matters actually comes out today. Is it the 27th? Oh, it came out yesterday. The game is Dead Rising 2 Cased West. So when we ever play together,
when I actually unravel Dead Rising 2, no, it's still in the plastic.
Dude, that's what I'm gonna do all day tomorrow. Dead Rising 2 Case West. I'm gonna download that after you leave, actually.
Jeez,
or I could do it when you're here.
That's true. You could.
And that's it.
That's a shitty week.
Yeah, that's. Let's see how next week is looking. Because next week's the New Year.
It's pretty shit.
Pretty shit. Everything's gone after Christmas, eh? Up next, we're gonna be talking about news, and you know what?
What?
There's not a lot of it.
Huh.
Womp womp womp. Womp womp womp. Womp womp womp. Christmas.
Hey everyone, this is Scott.
And this is Tony, and we are the ClassicLead.com podcast.
And you are listening to the Paranerds.
Green tea.
Oh, the tea bag's stuck at the top. I think it's going to squeeze its way through.
It's over 9,000. There we go. We're back. Again, I want to thank Classic Leet for giving us a new bumper, which means we have nothing to do. Woohoo!
That's our paycheck going right to them.
Yes, that's we pay them in love.
Cup full of love.
That's right. We're back in news. Dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. Nothing happening at all this week. At all. So it's going to be a very short...
Come on. If we're talking about this more in here,
I can tell you right now that this is going to be a very short podcast. It's usually like an hour
and
45
minutes. We'll
see
you next week.
Yeah, good night, guys. So it's probably going to be like 40 minutes. So let's see. This is the news, but I thought it was cool. The most realistic first-person shooter you'll ever see.
Which you'll provide the link.
I will provide a link at the bottom of the page. At Paranerds.com. That's right. Oh, look at you promoting our site after 47. Wait,
38 episodes.
38. This is really, you gotta admit, that was pretty cool.
When I saw this, I'm like, wow, this game looks so realistic.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm like, oh, it's the new Black Ops game. I'm like, wow, because it looks like Call of Duty.
Yeah, and whoever made, like, I don't know who made it. YouTube, Freddy?
I actually want to watch this after again, just when we're done.
It's really good. Really fucking well done. It's fantastic. It's actually really funny, too. I just enjoyed it. It was like...
It's not haha funny, it's just
it's
more
like if
wow,
you get it.
This, like... I play the game, and this is pretty much exactly what the game is.
Yeah, it's like one of those, like, aha, I get it. Like, I get what you did there. And it's like the kill cams are done really well as well.
It's as if it was actually happening.
Yeah, it's really, really, like, it takes a lot of work to do shit like that. And I've seen a lot of shitty YouTube videos, and this is not one of them. So, check it out. I'll put the link at the bottom of the website. So that's not news, but I just thought it was interesting. You know the game Final Fantasy 13?
The one that I haven't played yet?
And the one that I say is the most disappointing game of the year, which we'll get to next.
Let me guess. The most disappointing game of the
year? In Japan, it is ignored.
What?
Yeah.
But didn't they make it?
They did, but... Xbox 360 Final Fantasy 13 ignored in Japan. According to uk.xbox36.ign.com.
So the PS3 is accepted?
I guess so. The Xbox 360 version of Final Fantasy 13 was released in Japan about a year after its PS3 counterpart. Square Enix gave it budget pricing and released an international version with English voiceovers and English theme song in my hands. So, yeah,
in terms
people
of
just
the
don't...
card, the game was given a new easy mode for collectors of game shit with a booklet, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. So, it's being ignored. I mean, you know, it was originally on the PS3, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and the Xbox 360, like, I know the 360 doesn't do too well in Japan, because, like, PS3 is Japan, where Microsoft is like, America! Fuck yeah! Right? I don't know. I thought it was interesting, I guess not.
Yeah, this is going to be a good week.
Yeah, it's going to be a sure. Shout out, it's the week before the New Year. We should technically be off, right?
I'm not going to lie, but that's a nice ass.
This one?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty nice. Speaking of asses, how do you feel about over 9,000 PS3 gamers signing Black Ops refund petition?
I think it's stupid!
Remember how the other day they were doing a petition and we're like, yeah, this isn't going to go anywhere.
9,000? Over 9,000 is pretty good.
Yeah, so here's an excerpt from the petition. I'll let you read it because I can't read.
The whole thing?
Yes.
It's a lot of reading. That's Is it fair to charge PlayStation 3 owners the same price for an inferior product?
Huh?
When both the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 had the same amount of development time?
Hmm?
Is it fair to charge PlayStation 3 owners the same price for inferior product when the previous version,
Modern Warfare 2,
was equal on both systems, but Black Ops is not?
Huh?
Is it fair to charge PlayStation... Yes, it's fair. The same price for an inferior product when the previous version, Modern Warfare 2 on PlayStation 3, looked better than Black Ops... Black Ops looks now on PS3?
Hmm?
We are requesting a full refund for Call of Duty Black Ops! Exclamation point. Or some type of compensation. Most PS3 users would even be grateful for free map pack. Thank you. Sincerely, COD Bo, PS3 owners.
Yeah.
Like, we spoke to Dennis about this, and he says, you know, the game you play, you're not, like, graphics you don't really pay attention to.
And not only that,
you paid for it.
Yeah, you knew, like, what you were getting yourself into. They didn't force you to buy it. You never had to buy that game. You could have bought an Xbox, or you could have just not bought the game at all. Did we buy the game?
Yeah, no, we didn't.
Like, we got it.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you got it as a gift. I was going to say, yeah, but I'm like, wait, but I don't own it.
No.
But the thing is with that, it's like...
Well, I mean, like, we didn't buy it. We played this, though. We're not bitching. Even if it was crappy, it'd be like, eh, I didn't pay for it.
But the thing is, just because you have a PS3 does not mean you're entitled to always have a superior version compared to the Xbox.
But, I mean, they're superior or they're inferior or whatever means, like, a pixel is off. Like,
it's like,
who the fuck... It still looks amazing!
I understand you paid a lot initially for the system. It's true. Maybe I'm, like, speaking because I have an Xbox, but I also have seen the PlayStation 3. My brother has Black Ops. I still think it looks amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't played it for the Xbox, so I don't know if the graphics look the same. But it's like, I don't really see it as a complaint.
Yeah.
Do I think it's fair for the company to pay you back for something you chose to buy?
No.
It's like you go to a car dealership, it's like, hi, the new Mazda 4 that I bought for $50,000 is exactly like the Mazda 3 of 2010.
But again, Ford makes it better.
Yeah, it's
why
like,
is it?
You know, Mazda is a lot better. I don't know what company. Mazda, or is it like Hyundai or something?
We're men.
It's like, can I get my money back? It's like, no, I didn't say, sir, please sign the dotted line here because you have to buy this car. It's like, you chose to buy it.
Here are some excerpts from gamers who have signed the petition. It is appalling a developer or a publisher will release a game on two platforms, charging the same price but not offer the same game in terms of quality or functionality because you can't play it. Mm-hmm. The frame rate stuttering makes it unplayable and actually gives me a headache, literally. All of these, spelled with two E's, problems should have been fixed before the release, not after. As such, I think there
should be
should be some compensation made. Almost all online games I play end with such a connection lost error.
So, but it has nothing to do with the game. It's just people's like, this. My internet sucks. Disconnect.
Extremely frustrating, and these patches don't seem to do anything to address these issues.
Hold on. Wait, go back for a second. Here are some excerpts.
Yeah, people don't proofread. 3 months, 3 patches, no better. These are all, like, random, I guess. Or is it, I don't know, this one. The lag and it disconnects makes the multiplayer unplayable. As far as graphics, it feels like they went a step back from Modern Warfare 2.
But the thing is, with Modern Warfare 2, we would experience disconnects or lag.
Yeah.
Or
something. And it's also just a different company. It's not Treyarch. Or it's now
not,
it's Treyarch.
Infinite War.
It's not Infinite War.
It's I'm sorry, it's like, this is the thing, though. I say that you're paying the same price for the game for the Xbox 360, so actually, in all fairness, you should be getting the same thing.
Yeah.
If you actually want better, I think you should be paying $10 more. You should be paying $79 instead of
$60. But hold on, let me read the rest of this, okay?
Sure.
The online performance of this game is horrible, especially when trying to join games with a party of 3+. Multiplayer is the only reason I play this game is so far, it's been a terrible experience. Okay, the Modern Warfare 2 game, that online sucks balls, but we still played it.
Yeah.
We're not going... Well, I can't...
I wish I could get my money back, actually. I wish I could get that $69 back.
But that's not
should
the way
we start a petition?
We should. For a game that started in 2000... Whatever it came
Modern out. Warfare 2 is just like Black Ops.
But, I mean, like... That's...
It's over 9!
But it's like... Who cares? Like, shit happens. We'll try again. How many times have we, like, get kicked out in Battlefield? Fucking who cares? We'll continue. It's a game,
It happens rarely in Battlefield, but Modern Warfare 2 happened a lot, but it's like, okay, reconnect.
It's a game, yeah. It's no big fucking deal.
It's not
I feel completely ripped off and discriminated against as a PS3 owner. What are you, black? Because the system is. What drive?
Yeah, I just don't... It's like... It's a console. You're not... PS3 people are not any better than an Xbox. You're not any better
than
a Wii.
These are fanboys talking. These are the same people who yelled at me for the whole Microsoft or vice versa. Like, these are crazy fanboys.
It's like, It's weird. It's like the PlayStation 3, yeah, it's a better system.
It is a better system.
Because physically it has better hardware and stuff like that. You obviously pay more for it.
Uh-huh.
But it's not like you have higher rights than, you know, Xbox owners. It's like, what? We're not allowed to vote, but you guys
are? I have a PS3!
I should get a
PS3. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? I got a PS3, motherfucker! Do you know who I am? Oh, I'm sorry. You have a PS3? Please, come this way.
Like, it's like, are you on the list? Yeah.
Wait, PS3 Slim? Uh-huh. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
right
so
this
sorry.
Way, Mr.
Blu-ray?
President.
Blu-ray? Yeah. I apologize. You know what? Have a PSP on the house. Do you know who I am?
it's like your name on the list. Yeah, Xbox Rui. Sorry, you're gonna have to wait. Mr. President, you on the list? PS3 Kevin? Wait this way, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, you said there was no room in there.
So I feel completely, I'm going to continue. I feel completely ripped off and discriminated against as a PS3 owner. What junk product they duped me into buying. Yeah, because when I went over their house, I'm like, fucking buy it! Like,
your faces! Yeah.
They have made $1 billion off Black Ops.
Because I have a billion people bought it.
I want a refund due to product not performing as advertised.
Well, they never advertised better than the Xbox.
Yeah,
Xbox.
Multiplayer is unplayable. Constant disconnects, failed host migration, party separation, game freezing for PS3. Updates have not fixed or seemingly helped the faults of production. This game functioned 50% at best. I want my money back. The latest update made this game unplayable online.
I don't think anyone was realizing that Modern Warfare 2, the same thing happened.
But people,
it might be worse on Black Ops, but that just means there's a lot more people playing it and a lot more people having shitty internet.
Get over it. Like, all of you 9,000? I don't give a fuck there's 9,000 of you. You guys are all fucking crazy.
Here's the thing. Don't buy the next one.
Now here's the thing. We gotta stop beginning sentences.
Now here's the thing.
Yeah, all 9,000 of you, if one of you happen to be listening to this podcast, please tell me what's wrong. Like,
what's the big... I saw it on the PS3. My brother has a PS3. He has an HDTV, the big one. Nice one. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, like, there's nothing, like... I don't know. I don't know what you guys
expect. I don't see it as unplayable. Like, just because the online's having errors, okay, I can understand maybe that's unplayable. Every 15 minutes you're being disconnected or whatever. It's okay. That
but
might be
stop.
Very frustrating, but I don't know if there's an option to create your own server.
But here's the thing about Black Ops. It does, like, any game, like, any modern, like, any Call of Duty game online sucks balls. It does.
Yeah.
It always has. I mean, as far as we've been playing. But Black Ops, I like I was saying earlier, I hate to admit, it is the best Call of Duty game out there.
Yeah.
The story's a lot better and interesting than Modern Warfare. You
when
have
added zombies.
You have zombie mode, which is better than World at War. You have little multiplayer games where at the beginning you can get off the chair and play like at
DOA
or whatever, that top... like it's like I made a game with
Dead
zombies
Ops
in it.
Action,
yeah,
or whatever.
So it's like I made a game with zombies in it where you play up to 4 players. Like, it has a lot to offer. And then there's multiplayer on top of that. Like, it is the... this thing's been crammed with everything. Just because your graphics, or just because you have a little bit of disconnection, doesn't make it... it just means, like, I don't know.
It's not an inferior...
You guys all... one person had a problem, and the rest of you were like, bah, we agree, bah, follow the leader.
This is the thing. If you all had an issue, stop playing now. That's the thing. They're not going to stop playing. They're still playing.
Yeah.
And they're still bitching and complaining.
And you're not going to get your $60 back. If it's honestly... like, I'm saying this as a PS3 owner as well. I have a PS3. If you honestly have that much of a problem with the game, stop playing. Go to GameSpot. No, go to GameStop or Spot.
Buy an Xbox. Play the inferior version.
Not only that. Go to GameStop or Spot. Whatever.
GameStop.
Yeah, stop. GameStop or EB Games or your local video game place. Trade it in. Get rid
Sell
of it.
It. Yeah.
Get $40 back
until
for
they
it.
Release a new one with blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, if you're really unhappy with that game and you want your full refund because you can't get it because you opened a package, you dumbass, if you want the money back, then go trade it in. If it's honestly that much of a burden on your life, go trade it in. Get rid of it. You're not going to, because all you want to do is bitch and complain. Because one person had a problem, the rest of you followed. Of course you're going to follow giving my money back. Do you honestly think they're going to give you your money back? No, why would they?
They don't have to. They already have your money.
You know how many shitty games I have that I knew what I was going at? Golden Axe is a terrible game, but I bought it knowing it was a shitty game. I'm not going to ask for my money back because I knew exactly what I was getting myself into. You guys knew exactly what you're getting yourself into. Nowhere does it say Xbox 360 better than PS3. It doesn't say it, but it's still a great game. So if you guys honestly have this, if you can't sleep at night because the game is inferior, host migration.
You have dreams where you're stuck in a chair.
Apparently, it sounds like it for 9,000 people to sign it, then trade it. Get rid of it. Get Modern Warfare. Get fucking Uncharted. Did you know people on Xbox don't have Uncharted? Get that. Rub that in their face. Mm-hmm. It's not that big of a deal, guys. And it pisses me off because there's 9,000! There's over 9,000! Seriously! 9,000 fucking sheep. And I'm saying this as a PS3 owner. You guys are sheep. I don't care. Go after us. You guys already do anyways.
The game's still a good game.
It's still playable. It's fine. Just because it has... And again, compared to 2, I couldn't tell a difference. Mm-hmm. Like, for you guys, one person's just like the Sonic the Hedgehog 4 thing.
Yeah.
One guy fucking said that the game was different. Everyone agreed. To me, it was the exact same game. Changes, but changes are good changes. Mm-hmm. Just because one fucking guy says it, everyone else follows. That's the way it is. You guys are all followers.
Stone Cold said so.
Nice. But that's what pisses me off, is that you all follow. One person says an article sucks, the rest says it sucks without reading
it. Well, the thing is, they all know it's a good game, because they would stop playing.
Exactly. You know how many games I stop playing? Even not. Like, I still play games because it, no matter what, Fallout 3, like, or Fallout New Vegas, that game fucking glitched beyond glitch. Like I was telling you earlier today, I saved every time you enter a new room in Fallout New Vegas, it auto-saves. I was getting shot at, and I entered a room, and it saved my death. It loaded my death. I couldn't
get your
play
money
the
back.
Game.
I'll sign your petition.
Yeah, let's make a petition because of that.
Here's the thing. Like, is there actually any facts stating that the PlayStation 3 version has less, like, the same or equal video graphics?
Not
like,
that I know.
Do we have someone at home that has a PS3 and an Xbox, 2 TVs, and they're side by side loading the exact same moment? Or is it one of those they play in the PlayStation 3, they look at it, switch it to the Xbox, and they're like, I think it looks the same. Meanwhile, it doesn't. Because, like I said, I see my brother play it, I'm like, this looks beautiful.
No, you know what happened? Buddy, what's his face? Balls was playing.
Oh, I know that guy.
He was playing Black Ops online, and he had a 22 kill streak. The host got disconnected.
He quit because he's.
He went online and started saying, "I want my money back." And when he said that, everyone's like, "You know what?
I have that problem as well."
Yeah, I would like my money back too. Like, why wouldn't you want it? Like, of course you're gonna follow that. It's getting your money back for a game that you already own.
Here's the thing, though. If they came to an agreement where they said, "Okay, you know what? We will give you the $69 back, but you have to give us that game back. You give us the copies back, and we'll give you your money back." Would they do it?
Probably not.
The reason why is because they'll probably buy it again.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
That's what I'm saying. If it's honestly that much of a burden, they're not going to give you your money back.
They don't have to. It's not against the law.
Yeah.
You bought the game under your own, like, consent.
If the game was scratched or you bought it and the disc was shattered inside,
like, whole Xbox thing, putting the game in, you open it up again, and it's, like, scratched
because
it's the hard
different.
Drive.
But because the game wasn't what you expected it to be, that sucks for you. I had zero expectations for this game. And to me, it was fine.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's the best Call of Duty game out there. But 9,000 of you fucking sheep, stop following each other. Stop sticking each other's thumbs in each other's asses. Have a brain, man.
Feels good.
I know it feels good. I had a hemorrhoid. Remember, it was good. Yeah. But like, it's not that like bad of like. I don't get it.
I just don't see the point to make such a big like huff about it. It's like if you hate it that much, you
stop
feel
playing
that,
it.
You know that Treyarch is. You know, ripping you off, then it's like, then don't buy the next Call of Duty that's coming out in like 3 months.
That's why we didn't buy it.
Because it's like, we pretty much know it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit improved graphics, a few more things. It's like, I don't want to spend $60, but like, guess what? You guys did.
Even considering like Xbox 360 is apparently to these guys more inferior or whatever than the PS3.
Okay.
We like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
The games are fine. But Black Ops was coming out already, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to buy Black Ops because I know what it's going to be like. Yeah. Modern Warfare 2, the online sucked balls. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
World at War, the zombie mode was fun, but it was fun with, like, once in a while. I don't see myself playing that for hours.
Yeah.
And the single player is the only thing I was interested in. So I borrowed the game, passed the single player, tried multiplayer, exactly what I knew it was going to be. I tried zombie mode, exactly what I knew it was going to be. I haven't bought it.
Maybe you should sign a petition for Brown Bear, giving him a refund.
Wait, do you see what I mean, though? Like,
yeah.
I tried it. I didn't buy it. You guys could have easily rented it before you bought it. You could have borrowed it from a friend. You didn't all have to buy it right away. Because without even thinking, what if this game is like the other? We knew it was going to be like the other games.
What if, like, Block, if you live near a Blockbuster, they have good deals. You pay a membership and you get, like, to rent
the game
as many
for like
games
a month.
You want.
Yeah.
Or just pay $8 or $12 to
but
rent
that's the
game.
Thing. It's Call of Duty. They want to get it right away.
They
so
waited
that's what you that's what you get.
Dennis, our friend, waited in line at midnight for it.
Yeah.
He has a PS3. He says it's perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't. He's not a sheep because he knows, like, he didn't have high expectations. He's not comparing it. That's what I don't get. Like, who actually had the time to sit there and be like, I noticed that on this screen there's 17 megapixels on this one.
But that's like saying Final Fantasy 13. Final Fantasy 13 obviously looks better on a PS3.
Yeah.
And it's one disc. On Xbox 360,
it's
three
discs.
And it still looks good. But I mean, side by side, I'm sure Snow, whatever the fuck his name was, would have nice, more detail in his hair, but it's not that big of a deal.
You can live with it.
Yeah, you know, but because PS3 has to be better, like, it's not that big of a deal, man. It really upsets me because it was 9,000, and I don't
care.
That's
the thing. People are like, no matter what, the PC has to be superior. It's like, well, I'm pretty sure even if the graphics aren't to their level, I'm pretty sure it's still probably better than the Xboxes.
Yeah.
But it's like, just deal with it.
But if one of the 9,000 people happen to be listening to this podcast, please email me and actually tell me why you want a refund for this.
Subject, spit.
Ah, someone spit on me. I don't know. It really upsets me because it's just like, you guys are just following each other.
These are guys that are just at home playing Call of Duty. Like,
but no one told you to buy it. You could have just fucking rented it, tried it, and then been like, you know what? The Xbox is better. But then why would you know that?
Isn't the whole point that you have fun playing? I can understand the whole online thing, fine, because it must be extremely frustrating.
But every Call
server
of Duty
you can...
game is like that. That's why I didn't get this one.
This one might be worse, I don't know.
But that's the thing. We knew it was like... going to be the same shit as the other Call of Duty.
But this
games.
Is the thing that Call of Duty could have done, like Treyarch, ooh, whatever. They could have, instead of letting people host their own server, they could do what Battlefield does, where this company hosts the server. So
that thing goes down every 4 days, too.
Rarely. You know how many times we go into a server where it's just me and you on one team? It's like, oh, listen, nothing's going on. It's because the server is hosting it. If people all quit, it doesn't shut down. You just wait for the next person.
Yeah, I don't know. It really upsets me. But
that's what... The thing that bothers me is the fact that if they went... Like, Treyarch went to every single door and said, we'll give you your $69 plus tax back. Can we have the game right now? They'll be like, no.
Assuming you didn't burn it.
Yeah, assuming you didn't burn it, they'll be like, no, I want to play it still. Why don't you guys just fix it? It's like, okay, so why not sign a petition getting some sort of fix? Why are you signing a petition to get your money back? Maybe it's the TV. What if TV is not, you know, meeting their expectations?
Not even that. Why should they do it?
They shouldn't have to.
Fallout New Vegas is covered in fucking glitches and bugs, and I'm well aware of that. But I'm not going to send fucking... I paid $60 for this game, and I want to... No, you don't. They have to do anything.
Exactly.
I knew that about the game before I even got it. Why? Because I reviewed it.
Here's a better question. Out of all the 9,000 people, do you still have your original receipt? No? Well, suck it.
Yeah. But I mean, like, we didn't buy, like I said, we didn't buy Call of Duty Black Ops because we knew what to expect.
Exactly.
The 9,000 people who did buy it know exactly what Call of Duty is because you bought it right away without looking into it. We knew the multiplayer
was... You pre-ordered it before the trailer
came
out.
We knew the multiplayer was going to be shit because it's always shit. People online exploit, the game goes down. Like, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
The single player is fine. But, like, we knew that going in. Fallout, I knew it was going to be full of glitches. I didn't expect to die and save and reload.
You probably didn't expect
death.
That many glitches, but it's like...
But, like, I'm not going to write them a letter saying, you have to send, fix it. No, they don't have to do fucking anything.
You know what
anything.
They're doing? They're just, like, every email they get, directly to the garbage.
They do what I do whenever I ask for a review copy. They just delete it.
Yeah, they're just like, what a waste. So, maybe it's not the game. Maybe it's the TVs that they own. Maybe it's just not, you know, meeting their expectations in video games. So, should they ask the TV company for a refund?
It's none of that. Maybe they should stop being cheap.
They should.
But, sorry, I had to do that rant. But speaking of Black Ops...
Because it's still going on. That was like three months ago that it's like, sign petition. Now it's like still going. It's like, really? You guys are
over
9,000.
I know.
Still going at this.
I know.
It's not going to go anywhere. Guaranteed. They're not going to get shit. And they're going to be... Maybe if I was Treyarch, I would... Instead of selling the map pack at $15 like they normally do, I would sell it at $20, but give them like 10% off. So it's like, we're getting a deal, but really it's still the same price.
Yeah.
Just like, so these guys could be like, we got what we wanted, yay!
If you're going to do something, give them all free hats. Let's say the word Kodba.
Yeah, just...
Speaking of Black Ops ripping people off, Black Ops First Strike DLC announced.
That was fast. Oh, look, right there, look, $15.
Yeah, oh, you ruined it.
Sorry.
The DLC is titled First Strike and includes 4 new multiplayer maps and 1 new zombie map. The price would be 1,200 Microsoft points, $15. That I'm against. Because it's maps. It's not a new game.
No.
It's not a new story. It's just maps.
That's why I didn't get the Vietnam for Battlefield. Because it's like, I thought there was going to be at least a story or something like that. But Peter, he had it for the PC and he bought it. And he's like, it's just 4 maps, a lot of vehicles. I'm like, maybe I'll get this once I'm done playing games that actually have a story. You know, and I have absolutely nothing to do. But I'm like,
but
at the moment,
$15.
That's a lot.
Like, arcade games, Xbox Live.
$5 more bucks,
games.
I can get Mass Effect 2, then I could just get the DLC.
Yeah, Xbox, like, exactly, you buy these games used. Like, Xbox Live arcade games that are worth $20 or 1,200 Microsoft points better be fucking good. Like, Braid and Limbo is still 1,200 Microsoft points.
It's a lot.
But that's understandably because that's a whole game you're getting, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, I lost my train of thought. Whereas this thing is map packs. It isn't a new game. It's, what's it called? It's maps. It's nothing new, right? Sorry, we lost our train of thought there. Anyways, it's just maps. You're not getting, like, Braid and shit. It is a brand new game that you're getting, so you expect that much for a new game. But the map packs are $15 just getting a new area.
You're paying another $15 to get, like, an extended ending to Limbo?
Yeah. But, I mean, like, even last time when they did this with Call of Duty games, and they gave you three maps from Call of Duty 4.
It's like, I'll just play Call of Duty
4. Yeah, it's like, what? Mind you, again, no one forced us to buy it. I was stupid to buy it.
Yeah, hey, I got Resurgence pack and Stim pack. Yeah. And
we bought it, and it's like, well, this map is from Call of Duty 4. If I wanted to play this map, I'd put in Call of Duty 4. Now you're giving me less of a reason to play Call of Duty 4.
And they're charging me $15
for it. Yeah, so that should be illegal, but I'm not going to write a petition about it saying, yeah, I was stupid enough to buy these packs.
Like, map packs, to be honest, it shouldn't be that much. It should be like $5.
Yeah.
For map packs.
Yeah.
That would be okay. 15 is a lot.
Sorry, meaning a Reese's Pieces.
It looks delicious.
This is like poop. But yeah, the new DLC Strike.
And that was quick. The game just came out not too long ago. And now it sounds like, here's your first map pack.
Because there's going to be like 20 more. Yeah, and then Call of Duty White Ops is going to come out next year.
Exactly. And then their graphics not going to meet their expectations.
And people are
going to
bitch again and recycle, rinse, and repeat. And our last news, another PSP 2 pick. This is from a forum, which I usually don't like taking, but these things look authentic.
It looks official.
Mm-hmm.
Except, why did I see Solid Snake on the DS?
Yeah, 3DS.
Solid Snake on...
We'll get there in a second. So the new PSP 2 and PlayStation Phone.
PlayStation Phone?
Yeah, yeah. If this is the new PSP 2, having two analog sticks, finally, is a good thing.
It's a right step in the right direction.
Because the PSP only has one analog stick, which still sucks balls. Actually, the guys from ClassicLeap.com were talking about this as well. Now, I don't understand why there's only one analog stick when it should be two. And also, the whole R1, R2 thing is really awkward.
Is there even an R1, R2 here?
It doesn't look like it.
Actually, I see maybe an R1, R2.
Oh, it looks like there might be.
But just one, though. It's still...
No, on the top here. Is that one?
No, it's just a reflection.
Oh, is this a shadow?
Yeah.
And it comes with a... Whatever, we'll put the photos up. And there's the Nintendo 3DS is going to have Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater on it.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's why you see Solid Snake there. I'll put the pictures up. It actually looks kind of nice.
Look pretty.
But they gotta stop re-releasing the PSP. There's like 5,000 copies of this thing.
I know.
I have the oldest one because I'm
not. And people still buy it.
And I should write a letter and maybe petition.
Maybe just send a letter for your PSP saying that it didn't come with two analog sticks.
Yeah. What the hell, man? This is so stupid. I want my money back. Wow, we went into that rant a long time. Up next, we're gonna be talking about the most disappointing game of 2010 and the most underrated game of 2010.
Sounds good.
Yay!
Yay. Bye.
Hey, you guys like
us? You want to know more about us?
Well, just ask us.
You can ask us anything, and we'll be doing the podcast and answer it.
What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Who's your favorite character?
Mario.
Sonic.
Ask us anything, and we'll answer it on the podcast. We even have prizes to give away.
Actually, no, we don't.
What?
Not yet.
Really?
Yeah.
But still, ask us a believe in the comment below, or email questions to Kevin at Paranerds.com.
Yeah. It's the most... disappointing game the year.
Clever.
And I missed a few words to make the song sound good, and I don't want to hear. It's the most disappointing game the year. See, I can't say of the year because I ruin it. Because there's too many syllables and the word disappointing.
Just the way it worked for the VGA Awards and... play that song, your song, before, you know, categories.
Did you just fart?
No, I didn't. I just moved.
That was weird.
My butt cheeks and air came out.
Woo! Like Bender. All right, we're back, and we're talking about the most disappointing game and most underrated game. One of them is not written, but the other one is. Last week, guess which one?
Visit Paranerds.com to find
out. That's right. Last week, we had a question from a listener asking us what was our disappointing games of the year. Then I started thinking, what was the most disappointing game of the year? And then I came to the conclusion that Final Fantasy 13 was the most disappointing game. You got a little credit.
I know. Thank you.
No problem.
Kevin, Final Fantasy 13 didn't come out in 2010.
It did?
No, I'm just taking the angry Joe's moment.
No, it did come out this year.
I know.
So Final Fantasy 13. Now, I wrote a whole article. You can check it out on Paranerds. But I wrote the whole article.
Every time you do that, someone's just like, Paranerds. What is he saying? I don't understand.
Well, if you don't know the last part, it's not my fault. Final Fantasy 13 was the most disappointing game because, like I mentioned in the article, I had very little expectations for this game.
Also, it's three discs. For the Xbox.
For the Xbox. PS3 support, very meep! Sorry. So I had no expectations for Final Fantasy 13. I kind of got out of that Final Fantasy phase.
Why did you buy the game?
Was it
on sale?
No. I was unemployed and I wanted a long game.
Well, you got a long game, all right.
Yeah, so, okay, so my history of Final Fantasy is that we both played Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it, even though they were, like, Popeye arms and shit. And okay. No mouths.
It's acceptable back then.
Yeah, it's fine. The story, what's more important, graphics or gameplay?
The gameplay.
Thank you. Final Fantasy VIII, sure, they all look like a bunch of dicks walking around.
Final Fantasy VIII, the online play was so unplayable.
Compared to the one on the Nintendo 64, my God, we're getting, like, an angry viewer listener out there. Roger King was never out for 64 online. Final Fantasy VIII, the characters all look like pixels.
I still think it was a great story.
I fucking love, that's my favorite Final Fantasy.
Yeah. Because everyone looked human.
Yes, they didn't look like Popeye, but the graphics, like, weren't great. By the time it was good.
Back then it looked real.
Yeah. Well, we played Final Fantasy VIII first, then Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
So we went back to Final Fantasy VII, we're like,
what is this shit?
Oh, this looks serious. What's wrong with Barry? Why is he black?
it must be bad pixels.
Final Fantasy IX, I enjoyed as well. You didn't play that one, right?
That's the cattail one?
Yeah. But at the end of the game, because it was the last... It was before the PS2 came out. So yeah. Final Fantasy IX did like a little homage to Final Fantasy VII and VIII by saying, neither Cloud nor Squall will stop me from coming. I'm like, I see what you did there, motherfucker. Motherfucker, I see what you did there. And the storyline was really good, especially the Black Mage, Vivi. I really like the little guy.
All
right. Final Fantasy X, you had Tidus, and I hated the voice acting. And
did you say I have Tidus?
You do have Tidus. I'm sorry. You only have 2 months to live. you have Tidus, or Tidus, whatever the fuck his name is, and Wacka, which is actually Bender from Futurama doing his voice.
Oh, that's cool.
But the voice acting is terrible. It's like, I want to scream!
He scared me a little bit there.
I saw your eyes twitch. But Final Fantasy X, even though like a lot of the free roam was gone, like there was no more world map where you could just explore. It was all like, you're going here, motherfucker, and that's where you're going.
Yes, sir.
I still accepted it. And it was a fine game. And the story was, again, interesting. Final Fantasy X2 could go fuck itself.
I always thought it was 12. Because no. Why the hell did they go to 13?
Give me a second. Final Fantasy X2 should have been 12 or 11. 10. 11. But it's the first game to go off on its own.
Okay.
So it was Final Fantasy X Part 2.
Part 2. Okay. So
Final Fantasy 11 was an online game.
So there is a Final Fantasy 11. There is. It's just online.
Final Fantasy 12 is also an online game. So that's why I was like...
Does that even work?
And then Final Fantasy 13 finally comes out. And, again, when I was like 5, I drew a comic book called Final Fantasy 13. I still have it around.
You predicted the future.
I did, except the storyline has nothing to do with anything. So Final Fantasy 13 came out, and I bought it when I was unemployed because I wanted a game that... A brand new game, so I could play and just, you know, fucking... Final Fantasy games have always been long, and I always thought you could explore the shit.
Yeah.
Like, in the previous Final Fantasy
But you were wrong.
I was wrong. So I played the game, and it's not until you get to the third disc where you actually get to explore when you're in Pulse.
Or in
and
PlayStation even, World, two-thirds of the way... Or three-thirds.
Yeah, no, you're three-thirds, yeah. The last part, yeah. The end.
Hey.
That's the last part where you do side quests where you have to fight, like, giant Cactuar, and that's all it is, just fighting. There's no, like, exploring at all. It's just,
You're not convincing me to play.
like I said, every Final Fantasy game had a different fighting, like, a battle system. Final Fantasy VII used magic points where you could use your, like, if you have, like, 20... And to use, like, fire, you had to use 5 out of 20 to use the points.
And then you have 15 left.
Yeah.
You refresh every game or use potions.
Final Fantasy VIII had the draw system where you actually have a limit, like 100 cures. If you use 100, you got to draw them again from the enemies.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Final Fantasy IX, I can't remember how it goes. Final Fantasy X, I don't care how it goes. Final Fantasy XIII, it's unlimited.
Okay.
And it automatically does it for you. So, say you're fighting Shiva... Because you got to fight your GFs or your Aeons.
Okay, which is like a million summoning points.
Yeah, so you got to fight them, because before you get them, you got to fight them, which the game doesn't explain that well. Holy fuck, does the game explain everything. Anyways, how to breathe, here's a whole fucking paragraph. How to walk, here's 2 pages. Here, how to make a weapon, here's fucking 5 pages. During a loading screen, here's what you missed. Do you care? Whoops. Do you care? No, not really. The fighting thing is just A, switch paradigm. A.
One plumbing.
What were you about to say?
One company.
That's the game. So, like, you know, Final Fantasy VII, you're like, oh, fuck.
That's when you were watching Dexter.
That's when I was watching Rocky.
Rocky. Yeah. You're right.
So, you know, Final Fantasy VII, like, Barret dies. Phoenix down. He's alive. You die. You control Barret. Phoenix down. I'm alive. Cure her. Attack dude.
Yeah, you do the moments where it's like Omega. It's just like, everybody dies except you. It's like, oh god, I'm surprised I survived that one. Yeah. Let me bring back my team.
And Final Fantasy VIII, again, like, oh shit, Quistis is down, Phoenix down, Zell's down, cure, you, do Limit Break, attack.
Phoenix down, you
do
$700.
As you're doing your GF, you cure him. Like, it's a strategy, right?
Yeah.
Final Fantasy XIII is...
go for the main leader.
Yeah. So you're both gonna cure me, right? No, no, don't cure him. Don't cure me! Cure me, motherfucker! Dead. Game over. Fuck. Why? I don't get it. Why?
Just imagine in a moment like that, it's like, that monster kills him. It's like, what do we do now? I don't know. Just die?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. And, like, it's... like, it's not that bad because when you die, you restart from the beginning of the battle. It's just like, why?
Yeah, but what about those battles where it's like 9 hours long and then it's like...
Like, thank God. He sneezes on you. But thank God at least you could start the battle again.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, if I can start the battle again, why? Give me game over.
I think it makes it harder.
It's just, no, it's just like, it's retrying. It's like, well, if I'm starting right from here with no penalty, like right from the battle, like, I'm dead, reload. Okay, here I am again. It's like, but why? What's the point of this?
But wait, can you escape the battle? Like, what if the reason why you're dying is because you don't have your proper weapon equipped and you need to strategize and buy things?
When you die, you can re-equip everything and do it all over again.
Okay.
So, again, no challenge. If you're, like I was saying, if you're fighting Shiva, all your magic and attacks will automatically be selected for you.
Okay.
You could do it yourself, but you can just press A and auto-select. Why am I, how am I going to choose Inferno when the thing's going to choose the same thing I want? So, saying you're fighting Shiva, you press A, he'll do, like, Fireball, Fireball, Inferno, Falcon Punch! And you're like, okay, load A, Falcon Punch! Like, it does everything
for you. But if you do it manually, does it do extra damage, or...
No, same thing.
So, it's just...
And, like, you have one person doing Cure, you're doing, like, Sabotage, and the other person's doing Attack, and it's... No, everything selects for you. So if you want to do magic and make this guy go slow and stop, he'll do slow, stop, fast, haste, gay, steal something. It does it all for you.
So weird.
It's so
easy, it seems
exactly,
like.
Exactly.
It's just long. That's what it seems like. Because you've been playing forever, but I didn't really hear you ever say that this guy's too hard, except for the last guy.
Except for some guys, but that's the thing. That's a side quest.
Yeah.
So to fight these guys, you have to fight other guys to level up, to fight them, to be strong enough. So instead of fighting Buddy over here who can knock me down one shot, I'll fight Buddy over there for 20 times by pressing the same button over and over. And when I'm done fighting him 20 times, I finally leveled up, which isn't fun at all because everything's done for you as well.
Yeah.
Like in Final Fantasy VIII, you can put Magic Junction. Like, I want my sword to have fire attack. This one's like, everything's done for you. It's like, your sword will have fire. I don't want it. Yeah.
Maybe I should play the game and just watch something on my computer, or play another game on my computer while
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Like, that's why I was watching Rocky at the same time. I know I've spoken about this before, but, like, there's no... I don't mind the whole not exploring thing. Like, mm-hmm. You can't explore towns and shit like previous Final Fantasies. That's fine. Things change. You gotta get used to it. That's what makes it different, right?
Yeah. You should get a full refund.
I should get a full refund because I didn't expect it to be like... But you did it, but that... The thing I didn't like, though, was the lack of towns.
Welcome to town one out of one.
Like, it's all linear. It's like a Devil May Cry game.
Yeah.
So, it's like, you have a path to follow. You can't go anywhere else but this path. If you try going back, you can't.
Really? You can't even go back?
Well, you probably can go back. There's no reason to. Like, you run down, you go around the car, behind the car, tells you to press A to jump over an obstacle. Again, you don't do anything, just press A, and she does it automatically. You get there, three guys...
At least it looks pretty.
It looks very pretty, but we'll get to that in a second. So, there's three guys. Hey, there they are. Attack. A, dead. Okay. Keep following the path. Save point. Go to the save point. Want to buy something from the shop? Oh, the shop's here? Sure. Like, there's no...
You can get from behind, you can just get ahead.
Yes. So if you want to buy potions, just go to the next save point. Just buy a bunch of potions. It's not like money's hard to come by. Like, there's no challenge. And the problem with that is that, like I said before, the game looks pretty,
mm-hmm.
but it's gameplay over graphics.
Yeah.
So, like you were saying, it does look pretty. The game looks fantastic. It looks beautiful. It's a beautiful-looking game. It's probably one of the best games I've seen on the Xbox. And I'm sure on a PS3 it looks better, but I'm talking about the Xbox because that's what I've played.
Yeah.
But it looks fantastic. The cutscenes are great, and the in-game cutscenes are still great. They don't do like what Final Fantasy VIII used to do, where it's like pixel, and all of a sudden,
beautiful.
I'm here with you, and it's like it looks really good.
Rinoa, come with me.
Yes, this game uses in-game scenes and cutscenes, and it's like HD and very pretty looking. But it's boring. And the game's so I had no idea what the story was. I sent the article. I have no idea who the bad guy was.
Now, were you hoping that there would be some booby?
No, I didn't care about that.
Oh, then I don't want
to
play
the game. I had no idea what the story was. When I got to the second disc, which was really fast, because it's three discs doesn't mean the game's long. It just means there's a lot of data on it.
Yeah.
So when you have like one first disc is like shit in the background moving, that's a lot of data to have. So it looks
useless
good.
Shit in the background.
It looks good, but it's like
can I go back there and by the time, fly on that flying
by
ship?
By the time you get to the second disc, I was like, the fuck's going on? Who the fuck are you guys? I really don't give a shit what's going on. I don't care about the story. I don't care about the characters. The only character I cared about was Black Dude. I can't remember his name.
But, Black Dude.
But that's because he had a little chocobo in his hair, which is cute.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, but that's all. Oh, his son was missing. That's what I cared about. There was character development. Everybody else could go fuck themselves. I don't care. I wanted to know how Buddy's son was doing. His son was cute.
Is his son okay?
No, he's alright.
Oh, that's good.
But they were talking about Lassie, which I found out the name of is Lassie. Do you know what that is? You don't fucking eye because they don't explain it.
Like, what the hell's Lassie?
All of a sudden, you're playing a game, and he's like, oh, I have Lassie. You have what? There he is, a Lassie. What the fuck's Lassie? Why don't you explain this?
Leprosy?
They walk toward each other. Are we infected? Are we all Lassies now? Yes, we are. What is that? Why aren't you telling me what that is?
They probably totally explained all that when, like, Rocky was during facing the Drago screens. And Rocky IV.
No, during the loading screens, it tells you at the bottom, this is what you missed. To find out more about the game, like what a Lassie is, who the characters are.
Go to www.finalfantasy.com.
No, there's a journal entry section in the game.
Oh, God, journal entries.
And the journal entries are fucking like pages and pages. And I don't
That's
give
what
a
the third disc is. It's just data.
I don't care that much about the game. You should be, if you're not going to tell me, like, it's like, hey, Rui, I went to the
house.
Have
we found
today.
A cure for Lassie? What is Lassie again? It's a disease that makes us look prettier.
No, it's like me saying, Rui, I went to a house today. Really, what happened? Oh, no, for you to find out what happened.
You have to
read
this
book.
Book.
Yeah. So it's like, well, why can't you? I can, but can you just tell me? It's like, so that's what the game
Page
is.
Four.
There's a lot of like story development that sucks balls. And again, I didn't care for the character. Like, I love Squall. Actually, Squall's a pussy. He's a fucking bitch. Like, he's like playing.
But
like,
he has a cool leather jacket with like fur.
But he's like, Randy was like, why don't you come with me? He's like, what does she want? Why don't they just leave me alone? Who made me? Oh, shut up! And same thing with
just go over there.
Same thing with Cloud. They were both pussies, but you would like them.
But he has a gun blade. That was pretty cool.
Yes, but this game, I don't know. I don't. It wasn't. It was very disappointing. Like, it looked good, but the story sucked balls. The fighting mechanics sucked balls. It was so boring. Like, everything was out of your hands.
Like you were saying to me a long time ago, you just wanted to end it.
Yeah, it overstayed its welcome.
Your life or the game, whatever came first.
Yeah, I just wanted to get it over with because I paid for it and I wanted to finish it. I tried doing a side quest. The side quest was boring because there was no, like, exploring. There was, like, a big motherfucker, and I'm like, I won't let this guy take me down. Dead. Fuck it. You only killed the leader. The rest of the guys are still alive. If I could control them, I'd probably get you. So, I don't know. It was really disappointing, I think. Yeah, I had to say that's the most disappointing game of 2010. But the most underrated game of 2010... Should we save it for next time, or should we go on with this?
I don't know.
Because I haven't written the article yet.
We'll save it.
Save it? Really? Next time?
Well, if you haven't written the article yet, then... I don't know. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, it's already written. I just gotta edit it.
But then it's not out.
But by the time... Okay, we'll save it for next week then?
We could, because what are we going to talk about next week?
That's true. Okay, we'll save the most underrated game of 2010 for next week.
Whoa!
I know
to get your sneak peek, go to paranerds.com.
Yeah, sure, do that. Because
you'll probably put it up tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, I don't know. You haven't played the game yet, right? Final Fantasy XIII.
No, I haven't. Every time we talk, you make it seem more like it's horrible.
It was just like, I don't know, because I'm a Final Fantasy lover, and like I said, I had no expectations for this game. Like, yeah. I didn't expect it to be the greatest thing ever. I was like, oh, cool, Final Fantasy XIII is coming out. That's cool, man. Oh, it's coming out for the PS3. That's cool, man. I have the PS3. Oh, it's coming out for 360 now. That's cool, man. No, I'll probably still buy it.
I'll buy it.
And I bought it, and I was like, oh, okay, it's different. You know, I can go with it. I can dig it. It's different. Oh, you want me to follow this path? I can dig it. You know, I'm used to going where the fuck I want, but I can dig it. Oh, you're gonna... Oh, there's a wall in the way. Oh, what kind of crazy cutscene are you gonna... Oh, press A. Okay, I'll just climb the wall. Oh, three guys. Oh, now here's the battle. Here's how it's...
Press A.
Okay. Oh, they're dead. I didn't have to do anything. All right, I'm gonna go... You know what? I can't wait to see how crazy these swords look. Oh...
They all look alike, just different attributes.
I had to add experience points to it. I don't understand. What experience points are now going to weapons instead of leveling me up? How do I level up? Oh, you do that for me as well? Oh, I could choose what if I want to have HP plus 500 or magic plus 200? Oh, but either way, I could just get it after? Like, it's not...
It's disappointing.
Up next, because I want to make this podcast a little bit shorter, up next we're going to be talking about...
Christmas gifts.
No. We spoke about Christmas gifts.
Yeah, well...
One you got?
Well, yeah. Well, what are we talking about?
Highlighted here.
Yeah, which is the one I got for Christmas.
Okay, so say what we're going to be talking about, because this is going to be all you, man.
But I also want to talk about Just Dance. Very short thing about it.
Okay, fine. Okay.
And Naruto.
Naruto's the big point.
That's a big thing. Just Dance, so I just want to mention.
It's going to be all you next.
I would like some comments from you as well. At least pretend to be interested.
You got it. You pretend to be interested with a lot of comments I say. I love you!
I agree with what you say.
I love you. Hey, nerds, Max here.
And Rooster.
And
we need your help!
Help promote us to all your friends.
Subscribe and rate our podcast.
Follow us on Twitter.
Visit our YouTube channel.
We need more support.
Please.
More?
Yes, sir. Can I have some more?
Jamming. We're jamming. And I hope you like jamming too. Shut up, Lou. I like this song. And we're jamming. We're back. I want to say thank you for Kid, K-Y-D, or Kide, for leaving one hell of a comment on our What Happened to Sonic the Hedgehog article, which all the pictures are gone. I just found that out now.
It's okay.
So many pictures.
A lot of them you made yourself, didn't you?
Yes. Oh, so much Photoshop. Oh, I don't remember how they look.
You probably have a backup save.
No. Nothing. Nothing. Well, that's gonna be weird. Nothing at all saved. So many pictures are gone.
You'll be okay.
Oh my god, my everything hurts. So many. Why did that site have to? You see the traffic go down?
Yeah.
It's like good. Lightning hit the transmitter. All the way down. Oh, man, that hurts. All right, so we're back, and we're going to be talking about...
the Christmas gifts that I somewhat got.
What are the Christmas gifts that you somewhat got?
Well, Linda's brother and sister got the Just Dance 1 and 2.
Just Dance.
Which I really recommend, actually.
I'm in the fall.
What?
That song.
Who sings that song, anyways?
Isn't it Lady Gaga?
Yes, it is.
I read a little something
I should be concerned that you know that song.
And is it Lily? I don't know the words.
Liar. Okay. It's tattooed on your chest. But the Just Dance 1 and 2, it's actually... when I saw it, I'm like, it's a stupid game.
Yeah? How do you move that?
It's remote? Well, for the Wii, you use it for the Xbox 360 Kinect. It's called... what is it? Dance Central or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is really well done as well. Because
yeah,
yeah. It
actually, I heard it's a lot of fun.
Dance Central. And the Just Dance for the Wii, technically it's just a one Wiimote. You don't need a nunchuck or anything. Part one, they don't really show you, like, they just show people dancing, and you're like...
Do you need Wii Motion Plus?
No.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like part one, you just look at it, and you're like, do I just do what she's doing?
I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
Do you know Wii Motion Plus is becoming, like, a useless add-on?
Yeah.
Because they said there's going to be so many games that use it. And so far, one. I can think Red Steel 2.
Yeah, but it still probably improves overall in the other games. No? No?
No, no, no it doesn't.
No.
It doesn't at all.
That sucks.
It's just like Wii Speak. Remember Wii Speak?
You got that.
I got that, and they stopped making it because of that. No one was buying it, and no games used
Happy
it.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, poor Brown Bear. I used that game. Oh, I asked for it. I used that game for Animal Crossing with you.
You wanted to use it for...
And World the Conduit.
War? Oh, the Conduit. Yeah. Except when you play online, there's no one playing
online. So it was really useless. That's another thing. Sorry, it just reminded me of that.
But, so, like, in the first one, Just Dance, there's a bunch of songs on it.
I found the lyrics. I've had a little bit too much. All of the people start to rush by. I don't know the song. How does he twist the dance? Can't find a drink, old man. Where are my keys? I lost my phone.
That's...
I don't know those lyrics. Just dance. Gonna be okay. Da-da-doo-doo. Just dance. Send the record, babe. Da-da-doo-doo. Dance. Gonna be okay. Dance. Just dance. Wish I could shut my Playboy mouth.
She has a Playboy mouth?
How'd I turn my shirt inside out? Inside out, right. Control your poison, babe. Roses have thorns, they say. And we're all getting hosed tonight. What's going on the floor?
People really like this stuff?
Yeah.
I don't think people really pay attention to the words.
I'm psychotic, sick, hypnotic, got my blueprint, it's symphonic, half symphonic, got my blueprint, electronic, and your Paco. Wow, that's a terrible song. Sorry,
back to Just Dance 1.
Sorry, my bad.
There's 30-plus songs on it, and we counted there is 30-plus songs on it.
Are there anything good, or is it like
they're
Justin
not
Bieber?
That bad. Justin Bieber's not in any of them, but I'm pretty sure you could download them in part two, like, for, like, 300 Wii points for a song.
What kind of songs do they have? What are we talking here?
I don't know. Like, you're putting me right on the spot. I don't know. I know for the part two, they have the Rasputin.
What?
The Rasputin by Boney M. While you're looking... The Rasputin, something yeah. Russian queen. He is the...
You again.
Lady Gaga. But yeah,
So they have Elvis Presley, a little less conversation, a little bit more rock.
The Junkie remix.
Yeah.
They have Gorillaz there.
There? Yeah. How's that song go?
It's there.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I had a tiger. Not bad. Girls
Blondie,
and Boys.
Heart of Glass. Katy Perry.
Girls just wanna have for Groovers in the Heart. Heart of Glass. Hot and Cold. I get around. I get around, round, round, round. I get around. Jerk It Out. I do that every night.
Kids in America.
Oh, so they have some good...
So it's not bad.
Fucking hey, wannabe Spice Girls?
But actually, they should probably change it because Britney Spears, it's not by Britney Spears because she didn't want to be in the game. She said no.
Guitar Hero had like a whole bunch of songs sung by different people.
Yeah, that's what pretty much was. It's the exact same song, except it's not Britney Spears. It's like the Ku Klux Gorillaz.
So it's like me singing, womanizer, womanizer, womanizer.
So it's like, the part one, it's like it wasn't...
I don't know that song.
I don't know. You're scaring me.
I know. I'm scaring myself.
So it's like part one, they had the person dancing. You're like, do I just dance? I guess that's what it's called, right? Just dance. So it wasn't
smile?
So bad, except Linda's brother and sister were dancing. It looked like they were doing the exact same thing, but apparently it's like X, X, wrong, wrong. Okay, X, X. Like, well, this game's not picking up so well. But part two, they actually show on the screen. You see this red hand that's glowing? That's the remote where it should be going. And it just shows people dancing, and you're supposed to just dance too.
Oh.
Right? But the songs on it, it's like, when I was watching, I'm like, this is a stupid gift. Like, you're just watching some guy dance.
Hey, someone got this for you?
No, it was for Linda's brother and sister, but it was during the Christmas. And they were playing it, but for some reason, I was just smiling from ear to ear because it was entertaining to watch. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think at Walmart, it's like $20 for both or whatever, right?
Yeah. Are these games new?
Just Dance 2, I think, is new.
Okay.
So it's like, just like, I think you should try it out. It's really good for...
I'll try it out.
It's one of those things where if you have a lot of people here and everyone does, it's like guaranteed to have a good time.
It's a
time.
Party game.
Yeah, that's what pretty
a
much
good
is.
A good party game. Not like...
And it's like, I know for sure the Kinect is a lot better because I've seen some videos, but this one, it's like the songs. I'm like, I know the song. It shows the lyrics too and it shows the dance moves.
And for a Wii game.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
But so that's pretty much, I would recommend trying at least. If you don't have a Kinect or Xbox or PS3 or whatever, just try the Wii one. It's not that expensive. Then I got my Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 2.
Hi-yo!
It's actually, there is no part 1. I don't know why they jumped to part 2. Because I think the PlayStation...
What did they do with Final Fantasy 7? Did you know that Final Fantasy 4 was never released in the game?
I know now. And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
But yeah, so, because part 1 was released for the PlayStation 3, and then the Xbox is like, Naruto, no one really cares about it. It's like, oh my.
Now, what is Naruto for our listeners out there who have no idea what Naruto is?
It's an anime that's been going on. I don't know if it's 2002 or 2004. If you want to actually search it up while I talk, that'd be amazing. Because I would like to know for sure. But I've been watching it for many, many, many years. Many years.
Many years. Naruto. Let's see here. Published 1997.
No. That's probably
original
the American.
November 1999. Ongoing.
Wow, 1999.
Yeah, so
okay, so
like
I started watching it. It had to have been 2002. Because there was only a few episodes released when I watched it. So 2002, I've been watching that.
Yeah.
It's a really... Right now, compared to the... combining the first series and the second...
Oh, I know this guy. I don't know him, but I've
He's a good guy. He's a good friend of mine.
All right.
Combining the first series and the second series, you're looking at over 400 episodes.
Wow.
So it's a shitload of episodes. It's an amazing story, but the thing is... 2002 when I started watching it. The show is a good show, good storyline and everything. It's in Japanese, so it's just subtitles. When they started introducing it in America in like 2008, that's when they were like, let's give this guy a very dorky voice and make him sing sayings that's not actually in the show, and let's cut this, and instead of blood everywhere, let's make it raspberries.
Yeah.
It's like, they really effed it up and I didn't like it. So in this new game, they released... They gave you the option, subtitles. And I'm like, fuck yeah. So they subtitles and they chose a voice into Japanese. Made me feel just at home. It's original voices and everything.
Yeah.
And you could tell, like, because the credits, it's like, Porimaku Sachigura plays this character, or Bill Bilsby.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that's...
Bill Bilsby.
I don't know, that's such a white name. So it's like...
Ted Johnson. William.
So it's like, so we start off the game. Basically, this game, Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 2...
What's it called? Say it slower.
Naruto Shippuden, which is the new series, because the first one was Naruto. This one's now Naruto Shippuden, which is 3 years later after the first series.
Shippuden?
S-H-I-P-P-U-U-D-E-N.
S-H-I-P-P-U-D-E-N.
Whatever, right? So it's like, So it's Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm 2.
Holy,
it's probably lost in Japanese translation somewhere there. It's probably meaning like the Great Wave, but it's like Ultimate Ninja Storm 2? But actually, apparently, a little bit off subject, when I was at Best Buy yesterday, it's like, on the Wii, it's like, Naruto Shippuden, Chaos Blades, Dragons. I'm like, the hell? They're really just slapping this character on everything now. And now there's dragons and swords? Like, what the hell's going on? But anyways, back to the thing. So now I think the show is getting really popular in the States and everything. In Japan, it's been going on forever. I've been watching it forever. So when I got this game, and when I bought at Walmart, Part 1 and Part 2, which
holy brain working.
I'm trying to find out. Yeah. So I bought Part 1 and Part 2 for the Xbox 360, which was like the first series. Yeah. And it was like bits in here and there. It's like, it's kind of whatever, right? But Part 2, I expected it to be like 10 episodes from the show. But it's actually from the new series, Episode 1 to present day. It's actual whole entire series in like 11 hours of
game. And what is this? Oh, the game?
The game, yeah.
Wow.
And the thing is, like, I didn't expect much, but I'll tell you this right now. I was blown away. I was like, this was actually well done. I think, to be honest...
Is this the Naruto game's new game?
It's the newest one that just came out like a week ago or 2 weeks ago or whatever.
I know.
It is so well done. Mm-hmm. And like, at one point, Linda was watching some parts with me. And like, she's like, was getting all teary-eyed and everything. Because they, like, a lot of people die in the show.
They had character development.
But the thing is, in the game, they had... They had character development, but they had it at the lowest level. Like, it's kind of like, you could tell these people are close, and this guy died, so you should be sad.
Yeah.
In the show, obviously, what they just showed, there's like 30 episodes, because they really, it's like, they love to play tetherball together. Blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So, it's like, they took out the main important things from the show, put in the game so you know what's happening.
Uh-huh.
And then they wrapped it up, the graphics, it's cel-shaded.
Oh, the cel-shaded look?
Yeah, it's a cel-shaded game. In the other games, it's free roam, but it's like... Really, you can't go 90% of the home. Just kind of use this game is kind of like you follow a path, but you get to
you
see.
You follow
a
lot. The path,
pretty much.
To your
and
fight.
The fightings are really well done. There's moments in the game when it's like the highlights of the game when you face like the main characters where there's like quick time reaction.
You're reviewing a game.
Well, thank you. So there's quick time reaction buttons, and it's not one of those. It's one of those where it's like left, right, triangle, X, square. It's like what's going on? There's a triangle on the Xbox 360, but if you do it well, there's.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute.
When you do them successfully, it shows like a very good animation too, and it's like it's as if you're watching the show. They didn't like skimp out on what happened. It's not like let's cut budget here and make this sum up. It's like it's actually what happened in the show.
Oh, that's really cool.
Game with. And I'm playing.
I wish
story
more things did.
Exactly. So I played this game for 11 hours. So right now I think 15 hours. I beat the game, but they give you so much to do afterwards. It's like, here's a million things to do. It's like...
Is there a multiplayer in the game?
The game is... It's like Street Fighter.
Oh, okay.
Except Street Fighter doesn't really... I guess... I'm not going to say it doesn't have a story.
Wait a minute. So Naruto is like a fighting game?
It's pretty much a fighting game. But with a really solid story.
Wow, that's very rare.
Yeah, so it's like... So they give
you...
That's
like playing Street Fighter and being like, Ken!
Yeah, pretty much finding out what Ken... But so the story is amazing. That's why I've still been watching the show for like 8 years.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like the story is very solid. And then they have just, playing with you and your friend at home, and then there's the online play, which like you have a huge selection of characters. The animation's funny. Some moments I'm actually playing as one of the characters, and the way they move is like comical because in the show you don't take them serious, so they're all like being haha funny in the game.
Yeah.
But it's actually playing, and the game runs so smoothly. Like honestly, you probably should come over one day and just play. You have an Xbox. It's like the fighting is so smooth. It's not like. You can all spin around 360, jump in the air, and do all this stuff. They minimized how the controls worked back then. It's like BBYABBB is a combo.
Yeah.
Now it's just B is the hitting button. But if you do holding up while pressing B, it's a special. So it's like you can do like 4 combos. But then like they really minimized what you can do, and they made it a bit difficult. I haven't tried the online play. I'm a bit afraid.
Yeah.
Because every time I play the other game, it's one guy pressing the same button a million times, and you're like, this sucks.
Leftover 3. Who the fuck is this asshole?
Exactly. So, and it's not that. But the characters, so many characters, so many things. The story's amazing. Like, I honestly think this is like, I'm like, this game's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I actually love this game, and I'm glad that I actually got, I got it as a gift.
Yeah.
I was willing to buy it, though. But
you see what I mean, though? Cel-shaded, right?
Yeah. It's like, the graphics aren't amazing. But even then, the graphics are really good for cel-shading.
But that's still like gameplay over graphics. Yeah, graphics are exactly. Just like they're good, so, but what they have to be.
Instead of making it look so real, but keep in mind it's based on an anime show. So
it doesn't
like,
matter.
So it's like cartoon.
Simpsons
right?
games, they try to make it 3D, and it's like, oh. And the best Simpsons game was the one called the Simpsons game when they cel shaded it.
Yeah. So it's like they, instead of spending so much money on the graphics, like going through the town, you could tell that 80% of the background is just an image, and they just have the houses, so you can tell it sticks out of it. But to me, it's like I really don't care. I'm just going through here to continue the story. But the battles, like the levels, everything's freaking amazing. Like I love this game. Like for the past couple of days, like this is the only game. I guess Linda doesn't feel bad me playing while she's over because she got it for me.
So I'm just playing
the shit, awesome. And I love it. It's the best game I've played so far.
Yeah.
And like I'm looking forward to playing online.
So would you change your response from last week of what's your favorite game of this year?
Yeah. Because I didn't have Naruto last week. But I honestly think that this game is so worth it. I actually want to see how the online community is. Probably going to get my ass handed. But there's so many characters, so many things. They reduced the physical gameplay, like the character speed a little bit.
Yeah.
Because back then it's like, they're like, whoa, what the hell's going on? You're everywhere. Now they reduced it a little bit. But then they give you power-ups to use.
It actually sounds like a fun game. Like I don't know what Naruto is or what the story's about, but I mean,
it's a really good story. And I try to get Linda, she's like, she almost cried a bit over some scenes. And she's like, I would watch a show, but there's like 400 half-hour episodes, which is like...
That's a lot. I mean, I'm working on Married with Children right now, and there's like 32 discs of that.
Exactly,
so.
But it's like...
And she did Married with Children ran for 11 years as well.
So it's like, holy crap, but like, now I'm just afraid that when America gets their hand on the new series, or just they're pretty much like, let's slap on a Coke label here, and it's like, you're kind of ruining it, but whatever. Like, I don't pay attention to the American. That's why it's like, you watch that kids show, it's like... Well, no, you watch
I
a kid's
hate
show.
When people say that.
I watch a Japanese show, which is more mature and adult.
But I hate when people say that. Yeah, like, I was like, watching Ren Stimpy on Netflix, and I forgot what I was talking to. Like, Ren Stimpy, the kid show? I was like, fuck you, kid show. That show's awesome. It's log.
The big, the better of it. Yeah. Whatever. It's like,
it's big, it's round, it's wood.
That's what it was.
Everybody wants a log.
It's like, it's not a
log,
kid, like,
from Hasbro.
Because I've seen some of the Naruto shows on, like, YTV. It's like, you better believe it. I'm going to be... It's like, oh, my God.
That's why I show a Pokemon.
And it's like, this is... Oh, it's horrible. But watching the Japanese version, maybe it's because I don't understand what the hell they're saying, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
They could be saying the exact same thing in English, but it's like, I don't know what the hell they're saying. It's like, oh, it sounds so powerful and touching. I feel their language, even though I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah.
But it's like, I've been watching the show for 8 years. There's a new movie coming out in Japan. I'm going to go to Japan to watch it.
Oh, nice.
What I'm actually hoping, like, I was so surprised because they did the whole series in one game.
That's really good.
And I'm just like, now what? Like, I kind of wish they were going to release a new one, like, next month so I could play, like, another one. But
yeah.
I was just so surprised and like, wow, they did
this
all.
I didn't know you liked, like, anime and stuff that much.
That's the only anime I like. That one and Fullmetal Alchemist, which I kind of ruined with the video games for the PlayStation 2 and stuff like that.
I remember that, yeah.
But, like, Fullmetal Alchemist.
Ghost in the Shell, man.
I never got into that. There was
a
guy with boobs on it.
No, sorry. The blue girl? No, what's it called? The one with Brown Bear brought over years ago. And he's like, I was like, is there any nudity in it? And he's like, nah. And I'm like, is there like, how long is the movie? He's like, 30 minutes. And
6 hours
like,
later.
Yeah, the movie's like an hour and a half and girl gets raped. And it's like, dude. It's like, oh, no, I must have fell asleep. It's like, you fell asleep?
At the best part? But it's like, it's, I was so surprised. I was like, because I watch the show, so I'm all the way up to date on everything. And watching as the scenes go on, I'm like, I remember this scene. This is exactly how it went. They changed it a little bit because, like, some of the areas, the battles in the show happened somewhere else, but it's not accessible in the game, so they kind of did it there, but you get the point. And it's just, I was like, this is, to be honest, the perfect game. It was well done. They weren't cutting corners or anything. This was done perfectly. And I'm happy.
It's just that only people like you, like, I don't mean this as an insult, like, people who like the game and like the story will only appreciate. Like, if I play, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? Why does this guy have whiskers?
You probably think that it's like, it's a pretty decent fighting game.
Yeah, I'll still play the fighting game.
Yeah, you'll probably be like, oh, it's a pretty good fighting game, but like, you don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I have no idea who the characters are. Like, that was like the Dragon Ball Z Bushidouma game.
It's all like pretty much the same. That's the thing though. It's like, instead of what the Naruto company, like what Banco or Bankai or whatever could have done was, they could have released this game in like 3 parts. But they didn't. They spent so long and really worked really hard to make this game, like, pretty much tell the whole story.
That's interesting.
I highly recommend it. If you're even just slightly a fan, you can get it. My brother, Kevin, he's not really a fan of the show.
I'm your brother?
Yeah, you're my brother. He played the demo for the PlayStation 3, and he's like, I want to get it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And it is a really... You probably should try out the demo.
I'll try it out.
Yeah, you can totally try it out. It's a really, really fun game, and it's like, that's what I've been playing for the past couple days.
Sounds good. What would you give the game out of 10?
I would honestly... I haven't played the online... So based without playing online yet, I would say 10 out of 10.
So you're saying it's better than Super Mario Galaxy 2?
Yeah. Without playing the online, I would say probably a 9 out of 10. Because I'm pretty sure there's going to be people who are better than me.
I mean, this coming from a guy who complained about Kirby's Epic Yarn. The game wasn't long enough. I was listening to that podcast the other day.
Were you?
And you're like, the game's not long enough. And I'm like, did you pass? You're like, no!
I beat the levels in like 5 minutes.
And by the way,
intervals.
I beat the game like 3 weeks ago, and it took me about like 12 hours to beat it. So
that's not long enough.
But
I just made an assumption. I still think I could beat the game in 2 hours.
Yeah,
you I just don't. I don't want to afford those 2 hours. I'd rather play Naruto for 2 more hours. But it's like there's so much replay value. There's online play. There's at home play. For some reason, you could watch the two computers fight, like Calm versus Calm.
Okay.
It's like
they always
have
those fighting games.
But it's like why? And at some points, like one of the achievements, this is like one of the achievements was get 999,999 Ryu, which is money, Japanese money. I'm like, whoa, you guys really want me to achieve that? I'm the best. All right. I'm not close yet, but I'm working there. But I honestly think it's a great game.
So you give it 10 out of 10.
I give it 10 out of 10 without multiplayer, but I haven't tried multiplayer, but I still think it's probably the best game I've played.
Wow,
so far.
That's very impressive.
Maybe because I got kind of bored of Battlefield, I got bored of other games. This game's like totally like, I love the show so much.
Yeah.
They did a really good job representing the show, and it's like, it's amazing.
Wow,
it's
so you perfect. Give it 10. Wow, that's your perfect game, eh?
This is a perfect game up to now, I think. Thank you. What the hell? Welcome. None of this is recorded. You didn't quick play?
I got you. I almost threw up. Okay, so that's pretty cool. I'm glad to hear you actually enjoyed a game for once.
It's a really good game.
I've heard.
I want to play online, but I want to finish everything. Like, you could just add on. There's, like, 183 titles you could achieve in the game. So it's, like, you know, one of the titles, like, do this, do that. And you can actually put it on your, like, gamer card, like, online.
Yeah.
So you get to select a photo on your gamer card. It's, like, you know, blank, 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 Hidden Rooster. So you get to have a title. I just chose, I think, like, Sad.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I don't know, this is fun.
Oh, that's cool. I beat Saw.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
Ah!
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
It was a good game.
It was okay. How much did you buy the game for? $20.
$20. Yeah. I've been wanting that game for a while, and I finally beat it, and it overstayed its welcome. Because the game just repeats itself a lot. Like, go to this, it's like, oh, I have to, like, the only thing that actually matters is the victims that you have to save.
Yeah.
And that's, their games are always different, but everything in between is the same. So you're in a dark, like, hallway. You have to go to your left. Do a gas chamber puzzle. Okay. Go to your right. Shotgun. Okay. Die. Reload.
Gas chamber puzzle.
Gas chamber puzzle. Watch out for the gun. Oh, it's not armed this time. All right. Fuck off then. Go into the room. Do another puzzle. Do a gear puzzle. Grab some pneumonia. Walk out the room. Shotgun. Reload. So when you finally do the end, and it's like, eh. It's like, oh, finally done. Now. Last victim. It's like, oh man, we're
don't
still
forget to play Saw 2 coming
out. It's like, we're still doing this? Like, for $60? Fuck no. For $20, even then, it's meh.
Yeah.
$10.
It's an experience.
Yeah, it's just why. I like the Saw series.
We always saw the movies, but have we ever played the movies?
That's the thing. Like, that goes to show, like, how your Naruto review wasn't really biased, because I fucking love Saw movies. I could have said the game was like 10 out of 10 because I love the movies. No, I gave the game like a.
Yeah, same thing
like
with the other Naruto games, the 1 and 2 that I bought at Walmart for like $20 each. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I if I was biased on a huge fanboy, I'd be like, it's the perfect. It wasn't. Like, there were so many flaws I saw,
yeah.
So many this, but it was okay. But this one, it's like, there's something that I'm pretty sure I can nitpick, but there are things that I accept, and it's like, I can live with that.
Yeah.
And I think, to me, it's a great game. I highly recommend it. Same thing with Just Dance. I would probably recommend getting Part 2. Because Just Dance 1, they still need to fix a big thing.
Yeah.
Try Just Dance 2, get the Naruto game, and you'll be a happy kid.
Well, first off, what do I say at the beginning of the podcast?
This is...
No, I meant it's going to be 40 minutes long. We're up to 1 hour and 18 minutes, so...
That rant threw us off a lot.
The Call of Duty rant. Yeah. Remember, 9,000 of you, if one of you listening, please email me and tell me why you guys are such pussies. All right, so let's wrap this up. We spoke about new releases, news, most disappointing game in 2010, and that game was?
Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, my God. And we spoke about Just Dance 1, Just Dance 2, and your review, Naruto, which you gave
Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 2.
You're going to have to tell me that so I can put it on the podcast review.
Sure.
And you gave
guarantee
that game
it's
gonna a...
Guarantee it's going to spike 10 out of 10.
Attaboy. And I guess that's basically it.
That is basically it.
Next week, we're going to do another podcast?
Why not?
I don't see why not. We'll do another podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
A new podcast with a new year.
A new year. So all of you listening right now, I want to give a special shout out to Classic Lead. Happy New Year, guys. And
Happy New Year's and Merry Kwanzaa.
Merry Kwanzaa. Crazy Kwanzaa. Crazy Taxi. And For the Love of Game podcast as well. I want to give those guys a shout out and say Happy New Year's to you guys too. I'll say it the way my mom says it to me. Happy New Year's, guys, everybody.
She's Thank Portuguese. You.
And yeah, I guess enjoy
we'll
the new
see
year.
You
and
next year.
And look up for
we'll
my.
We'll really see you next year.
Yeah, you
I meant to say next week, but I totally fucked up. But it worked out.
Look up for my new article of the most underrated game of 2010. And then you and I have to talk about the best game of 2010. We have to come up with an actual game.
Okay.
But the most underrated, most underrated game of 2010 will be coming out this week sometime. So look up for that. And hey, I'm Kevin from Paranerds.com.
And I'm Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 2 Rooster.
That's right, saying Happy New Year, guys, and we'll see you guys next year.
Happy New Year.
Support us. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I forgot to tell them to subscribe to us on iTunes.
Do that.
Oh, we don't have iTunes. Follow us on Twitter.
Just stalk us.
New Year's. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.